Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today we're joined by the first and second place winners of the Intel Science Talent Search, sponsored by Intel and Society for Science and the Public, Erica DeBenedictis and David Liu. Welcome, guys.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
It's been a pretty busy week for you guys. You had an exciting day in DC. And Erica, you walked away with a top prize. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You want to tell our audience about what you were studying for the Intel Science Talent Award and what you were recognized for?
So I was researching ways to plan paths for spacecraft so that they can travel throughout the solar system for extremely reduced fuel requirements.
What inspired you to go study that?
Actually, my dad subscribed to one of those really dense science magazines, and a few years ago, I was just flipping through it, and I saw this article, and it said, The Interplanetary Superhighway, and it had this really cool picture. And so a couple years later, I was thinking of possible research topics, and I remembered that article, and I went back and found all the papers to do with it, and I became really interested in the field.
And very cool. Did you find out about the Science Talent Award at school, or how did you find out about it?
Well, I've been doing science fair projects for a long time now, and I think I found out about Science Talent Search when I went to International Science Fair, because both of those are sponsored by Intel. And so it was kind of like the contest that you enter as a senior. So I've known about it for quite a while now.
Now, David, let's turn to you. You actually were recognized for a project on visual imaging, and that was actually put into use already by the oil industry. Why don't you tell us about it?
Well, my work was on a smarter image search engine that could understand the meanings of images. So it actually examines colors and textures inside pictures and recognizes concepts like buildings, trees, or people. So eventually you could use this to search personal photos, like with your friends and family, or as a new way to search for images on the web. And one application I did explore was detecting threats to buried oil pipelines. So in that application, I was looking at aerial images and trying to classify them as threatening or non-threatening.
Wow. And how did you get involved in this study?
Well, I've been researching image search for 2.5 years now. I started off wanting to organize my own family's photo collection. We have around 10,000 photos.
Mm-hmm.
I went online, looked for techniques to organize them, but none of them really worked the way I wanted them to. So I decided to go and explore my own approach to solving this problem.
Now, guys, take us into the Black Tie event in D.C., and how do they announce the winners, and what did it feel like to hear your name?
The Black Tie event in D.C. is extremely fancy, and you have this really fancy dinner with all these important people there that you get to talk to, and then they line you all up on stage, and they announce 10th place through first place, and I was totally surprised to win. I was just hoping that I would get in the top 10, so by the time they got to, like, fourth place, I was like, no way, like, I'm not getting anything. So they got to first place, and they're like, and the winner of Intel Science Talent Search 2010 is from, and you know how when you want something, you kind of imagine it happening? So I was like, oh, say from Albuquerque, New Mexico. And then they said from Albuquerque, New Mexico, and it was very exciting. And after that, I don't really remember much for like 5 minutes.
And how about you, David? What was it like for you to be on stage?
When I saw some of the other finalists up there, I thought there was no way I could get a prize now. I mean, their projects were so amazing. Then when they got to second place and they started announcing my hometown, I mean, I was just incredibly surprised and happy. I mean, Intel STS has been a dream for me, and now I actually got to live it, and it was really incredible.
That's awesome. So any indications from you guys about where you would like computing platforms to go in terms of your future research or how you plan to use computing platforms?
Well, for me, at least, computers are a really big part of my research because although I did a project that has applications in physics, what I worked on was creating a software system. So I did a lot of programming and performance was a big deal for me. So I have this top-of-the-line quad-core computer that I use all the time, and I use all four cores. So mm-hmm. I want more power on my computers.
How about you, David?
I just think it's incredible the amount of data that we can work with. And just like on my home desktop computer, I've been able to do all my experiments. And sometimes they take several hours, but more computing power is definitely really important to working on bigger problems.
So what's next for you guys? Have you guys chosen where you're going to school yet?
Not at all.
Well, I'm probably going to Stanford. Mm-hmm. Got accepted early action.
Very nice. And Erica, you have no idea.
I have no idea. I got in early action to Caltech and MIT, and I'll hear about Harvard in a couple weeks. But between those three, even if I don't get into Harvard, they're just both such good schools, and I have no idea where I want to go.
Do you guys know what you want to study?
I'm going to study computer science for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm thinking I would dual major in computer science and physics kind of to keep my options open and specialize later in something specific.
Well, very cool. I'm sure that we will continue to hear great things about both of you. Again, congratulations on the victory, and thanks for being on the program today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.